Hey, True Believers, this is David Hickney. We're back, Freak of the Week. It's me, Dr. David Hickney, and Dr. Elizabeth Hickney.
Yeah, sure.
You're not going to argue with me about that?
No, I mean, I was born with that last name. It's not my legal last name, but it's not totally inaccurate.
And you know how much I care about the law.
Not at all.
So, we've got an interesting episode this week, Elizabeth. It has to do with music.
Oh, I like music.
Yeah, I do too.
Is it like a Stapula thing?
No.
No?
No, not at all. Well, oh. Well, kind of, I guess. So, you know punk music, right?
I do know punk music. I enjoy punk music.
Yeah, me too. This is kind of that, but not.
Kind of that, but not?
Yeah, it's like punk music, but light. Like not punk music, but almost.
Not punk music, but almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess.
And like, it's like a... It takes place at a place, like a concert
like
venue.
Live
yeah,
music?
Like a venue. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's in like it. But it's like different.
This is all very vague, David. Even for you.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Not well. No.
You can understand why I'm excited about that, then, right?
Because like about it's, not punk music at a venue that's not.
Well,
a
I'm
venue?
Not excited about the music because I like punk music. So it's being like not punk music. I'm excited about this like weird like vagueness of it. Of like it kind of is, but it isn't. In a venue that is, but it isn't. It's kind of cool.
Okay, whatever you're into.
Okay.
Are you all right? Do you need a tissue?
No, I'm fine. I'm just kind of taken aback about your like. Blase.
My nonchalance. I'm sorry, David. I'm very, very tired today. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, fine. We've got a guest with us.
I know.
His name is Ivan Sprout.
Yes, that's my name.
Hi, mm-hmm. Ivan. Ivan got here very early this
yes.
morning.
Yeah.
Hence my sleepiness because he woke me up at 3:42 a.m.
3:42. It was
very prompt. Mm-hmm. Actually, I tell people to show up at 3:42 because they usually show up really late.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't really like being woken up at 3:42, especially since I went to bed at midnight, so I'm kind of sleepy right now.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake anyone up. I was just doing what I was told, and I always
understand.
Do what I'm told.
He was just doing what he was told.
Yes.
Yeah, what you told him.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Ivan, you're an expert in this. What is this place called?
Well, it's called CBDBs.
CBDBs.
CBDBs, yes.
CBDBs.
CBDBs, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's, you know, it doesn't have a set location, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really, it's very magical.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, you can find it. Sometimes at farmers markets, you can find it at craft fairs, you can find it at family videos, and sometimes in Whole Foods.
I like Whole Foods. I shop there.
Yeah.
Family video.
Yeah, family video.
Family video. Yeah. They sell CDs now?
No.
CBDBs.
Yeah.
CDs of CBDBs?
No,
quite punk music, punk light?
He's saying you could find the club. At Family Videos.
Yes.
The club.
Yes, you could join.
Oh, like Blockbuster.
And enter.
Like a club.
And
card.
Be a part
like
of it.
No, the venue. Like you enter the venue through the
yes.
Family Video.
Yes.
Like a secret door?
Sometimes a secret door in the back. But oftentimes it seems to be at the checkout counter, too.
You can go in through the checkout counter.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I just thought I'd announce it.
Bless you.
I was just doing it.
Bless you.
Yeah.
I
might do it again, just so you know.
I've also entered once by going to a 7-Eleven. It was very interesting.
There was a club in a 7-Eleven?
The entrance was
the entrance.
Just the entrance.
He said it's magical.
It is. It's a very magical place. It alleviates a lot of stress.
Okay.
And joint ache. And, you know, even redness in the eyes sometimes.
It alleviates redness in
it
the
does,
eyes?
It does, yes.
And joint ache.
I could use
and
some of that right
ache,
now,
yes.
Actually. I think my eyes are really
yes.
red.
Super red.
Yes,
I'm
but
tired. I was woken up at 3:42 a.m.
You were saying it's
you said that.
Kind of punk light. I think it's punk music.
You think it's punk music?
I think it's punk. It feels like punk.
Yeah?
It feels tribal-ish punk, though.
Tribal-ish punk?
Like on acoustic sometimes, but heavier. Acoustic
punk? I don't even know heavier. How that would work.
Heavier acoustic punk.
Yes.
People will make up a genre for anything, it seems like.
Sounds like sometimes. Bullshit name for the genre.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's very punkish.
Punkish,
yeah. It has not elements of punk.
Punkish.
Yes.
Well, so like what kind of, like what does that sound like?
Yeah, I was just saying, it's very like tribalistic, like, you know.
Like drums?
Yeah, a lot of drumming, yes. And then like chords strummed out, like single chords on the guitar. As I said, sometimes it's like an acoustic guitar. Sometimes it's, you know, like an electric guitar that's processed like an acoustic. And other times...
Lame sounding.
And other times it's got a pop element to it.
That sounds like the opposite of punk.
Yeah, like Avril Lavigne.
What's an Avril Lavigne?
She's a singer from
Canada.
Little punkish.
Oh.
A little punkish,
like little skater punkish,
punk light,
skater punkish,
like punkish,
like punk music, but for like, you know, suburban white girls.
That's not what punk music's for.
Well, that's why it's punk light.
Oftentimes, you find this in the suburbs, too. Yeah,
punk's all about sticking it to the man, breaking down the hierarchy.
Yeah, well, it's more like sticking it to the Republicans. It's very like Democrat.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. It's but like more libertarian though too. Like
ew.
Yeah, very freeing. Very free.
It sounds like it's kind of free.
Yeah. But you know, a lot
like
of
like libertarianism.
There's a lot of people that have become obsessed with this punkish music that is just wonderful, and it just grabs your soul and totally makes you feel tranquil. Yes.
I don't know if I've ever...
That sounds lovely.
It is very...
Nothing like punk music.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you would love it.
Oh.
Tranquil would totally punk love it. Music don't really...
They don't really mix.
Like, there's angst in punk music.
Yeah. Avril Lavigne's got some angst.
Like, I could see, like, catharsis from punk music, but not necessarily tranquility.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to experience it.
You don't actually sound like somebody that listens to punk
music. Oh, no, I do.
Okay, what's your favorite punk band?
Avril Lavigne.
That's not a band or punk.
Oh. I listened to the Ramones once.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it much.
No?
I listened to...
I don't know how to respond to that.
I listened to, like, the Dead Kennedys before.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't my thing, but Avril Lavigne has that same element, but doesn't need to go that far.
Sex Pistols?
I've never heard of them.
Black Flag?
Oh, yeah. I've used that for, like, bugs.
Ugh.
Right?
Saw that one coming, actually.
Yes. I mean, so we're, like, punk adjacent is basically what we're saying here.
That is kind of what he said, yeah.
I think it's punk.
Yeah, but...
Ish.
So you listen to this music and it helps your joints and clears up red eyes.
Oh, my God. I
Gesundheit, Jimmy. Jesus.
It wasn't me that time.
No, it was Jimmy.
Yeah.
Fucking noisy.
Jimmy, do you need a tissue? Here you go.
Jimmy should go to the club.
At a 7-Eleven.
Or, you know...
Family video,
or you know, it's becoming more available everywhere you go.
The entrance to
the club,
yes,
CBDBs. Magic club,
to the magic.
I mean,
yes,
it becomes less special if there's that many entrances.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are obsessed with this, like so obsessed, it's like a daily thing for them.
They go to the club every day, and they listen to not punk music.
It's punk.
Adjacent-ish.
Light. Yeah.
For me, I go 3 days in a row, and then I take a week off. And then
week?
I go, yes, because to me, this is the schedule. Because you know what? I have to keep some of that edge, you know?
Yeah, I can tell. You got some edge.
I do. I do. I have a, I have a lot of ideas.
I've been your strange.
Thank you.
I'm just throwing that out there. You're in my house. I feel like I can sit. You're strange.
Yeah.
You're a little creepy.
Oh, well,
you remind
I'm sorry.
Me of a dude that tried to sniff David's Snuggie one time.
No, I would never do that.
Oh, that was the time I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You told me about that.
Yeah, it was creepy.
No. Yeah, I went to get you a birthday cake. You were mad at me.
No.
Well, because you didn't tell me where you were going.
I get you a birthday cake. It was a surprise.
You should have taken the birthday cake, I think.
I would.
Oh, well, she took it.
Given
she
the
ate
birthday cake.
All the cake.
I ate all. It was it? Mine.
She ate all the cake.
Yeah, I did.
You know,
so?
That's the thing about CBDBs is, you know, you get all of the relaxation, but you don't then like want to eat a lot of food.
I do get hungry when I listen to punk music because it's so like, you know, like it's fast and it's like gets your energy pumping.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I have to eat. Like I have to eat like a bunch of bad food afterwards.
This gets you so close, but not totally there.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, you're on the edge of that. Like, I'm starting to feel a little hunger. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Mind over matter. Yeah.
Do you often repeat people?
He does.
Like, why? What is going on with people saying that about
well,
me?
Because you, it's
just
an affectation that you have, David.
It's fine. Yes. It's totally fine. I am okay with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, that's enough. Stop.
Jeez, are you okay?
You okay?
Yes, yes.
Everybody is sneezing
it's
today.
Winter.
Sorry, it's been
winter.
A while since I've been to CBDBs. I mean,
it's been what, a week?
Yeah, well, five
it's
days.
Week off?
5 days.
Okay.
So, you know, I should plan to go back soon.
Right. To get some of that edge off.
But oftentimes you don't know.
You don't know what?
Like when you're going to come across CBDBs.
It sounds like it's pretty much everywhere. It
sounds
now.
Pretty ubiquitous at this point, yeah.
But it's in the weirdest places.
David.
I mean, they're probably going to start to like have vending machines that have entrances to the CBDB.
Z.
S.
Shh. Entrances to CBDBs at a vending machine.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen if the pattern continues the way it is.
Okay.
Because of the obsessions.
People are obsessed with it, so this is not a good thing if there's obsession. Obsession's a bad thing.
It's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we are part of a cult. I mean, we will admit it. But it's a good cult. Cults aren't necessarily bad.
I don't think
good
that's
cult.
I don't think they can. I don't. Yeah.
Like
no.
Like we don't want to like hurt anybody or anything. You know, we just want to be peaceful.
I mean, that's
yeah
good.
Yeah, it's
but cult definitely has a negative connotation.
Yeah,
to
it does. It does.
Like.
It does. It's a word that I struggle with, but I have to come to terms with it because this is what we want. This is, I mean, we all just love it. I mean, I'm not a daily though. I mean, I can't.
Why not?
I can't. Because, you know, like sometimes I don't want to move after going there. Like I'm so tranquil. I don't want to stand up. I don't want to talk.
You're just catatonic?
It's like
but
meditation.
In the best possible way. It feels great, but yet
okay.
Non-functional.
Wow.
Non-functional.
Non-functional. That doesn't sound good.
No, that sounds bad.
Relaxed sounds great. Non-functional,
yes.
Not so much.
Right.
That's why it's only 3 days for me.
So you're non-functional for 3 days?
No, I'm non-functional on the third day.
On the third day.
Yes. Day one, day two, I am wonderful. And day three, I start to feel that way, so I need to pull back. I'm worried if I would do four and five. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sounds a little like depression, honestly.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You're not upset. That takes too much energy.
Depression's not necessarily about being upset.
No, but you're not.
Exactly.
But you're not down. Because that's too much energy.
Down is too much energy.
Yes. You just have to be neutral.
Okay. Sure. We're going to take a break.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and get some callers about CBDBs. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors, True Believers.
Hey, Nick Mataragas, head of Memoriam Development here. Just wanted to talk to you about our brand new channel. It's called the Memoriam Incubator, and it's our sandbox of podcasting. This channel is here so we can give you a chance to check out all the new baby shows that may someday grow into fully formed podcasts of their own. So make sure you check out some of the great ideas that we're putting out there. Plus, you know, we're going to put out lots of great behind-the-scenes content as well. So you know what? Check it out. The Memoriam Incubator. Everywhere you can find a podcast.
All right, we're back, True Believers, here with Ivan Sprout, talking about CBDBs. Ivan,
yeah,
I'm still, my biggest thing is like, we're talking about punk music, but we're not, and you're like so neutral. You said neutral. Like,
neutral, neutral.
Punk music is anything but neutral.
Okay, but imagine if you could have the punk music, but without that energy that's directed towards negativity or even doing anything. Like, this is just neutral.
Are we talking about elevator music?
No, no.
Yeah, that's not punk music then.
No,
that's...
it's not. No. No. Like Muskrat Love or something? No, no.
Muskrat Love?
Yeah, it's not good.
Muskrat Love?
Yeah. Yeah, we are talking about like a tribal, like a, I don't know how to explain it any better.
Tribal.
Yeah, do you like tribal music?
Sure.
Yeah. One time, I saw someone at CBDB's just play the drums for 4 hours.
Just a drummer playing for four hours.
He wasn't even playing on the drums, though. It was like air drums for 4 hours.
Air drums.
Air drums.
It sounds just kind of like a temper tantrum.
But with less energy.
You watched this for 4 hours.
I couldn't stop.
Watching a guy play the drums that weren't there.
It was so artful. It was so... the definition of punk. It was everything that is punk-ish.
I have to admit, maybe it's just because I was woken up at 3:42, but I'm feeling very sedated just listening to you, Ivan.
Yes. That's good. That's a good feeling.
I kind of want to be sedated right now at this point.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I think nowhere to go.
I think we do have a caller. The little light's been blinking like crazy.
Yeah, I think we've got some people very interested in CBDBs. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
This is Simon, and I'm from Cambridge.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Mass.
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Correct.
Okay, I would have said Cambridge, England from the accent.
From the accent, yeah.
Hi, Simon.
It's a New England accent.
Shut up, you wanking pedo. I heard all your talk about punk music. You don't know the first thing.
Well, why don't you tell me about your punk music?
I'll tell you first what it's like going to my local CBDBs.
Yes. Tell us.
Well, in French, it sucks.
That's French?
Doesn't it have to have like a la in front of it for that?
Jimmy.
What is wrong with you people?
What do you mean by you people?
The people who actually enjoy this CBDB's nonsense. You want punk without the energy.
Which isn't punk.
Which the energy is everything, you ponce.
Ponce?
Ooh, no need to like name De call Leon? Them.
Ponce de Leon? Ponce?
What are you on about?
I don't know what he's on
about.
I'm
so... still talking about French. The one time I go to CBDBs, I was told, oh, best local punk music around. And I go in there, and it's just a bunch of assholes.
Wait, they're just assholes?
They're playing acoustic guitars. They're playing... Dashboard Confessional covers.
Oh my God, I love Dashboard Confessional.
What's Dashboard Confessional?
It's not punk.
It's punk-ish.
It's a bunch of wankers.
Simon, you have to go multiple times, though, in a row, in order to get the right experience.
I've gone multiple times. I get tired of hearing these assholes talk about how great their joints feel. So I like to go in there and show them what punk is all about. They're going to need all the joint help they can get, because I'm in there popping kneecaps with my stiletto heel.
Wait, you're wearing stiletto heels?
Oh, I just walk around with a stiletto heel.
Like in
your
hands?
And I stab people with it.
Ooh, wow.
That's, that sounds violent.
It doesn't sound very neutral, though. I mean, I gotta say.
No, but it is fucking punk, unlike the nonsense that you're purveying in your little establishment.
It's not my little establishment. I just happen to go there. I'm part of the cult.
You people are worse than... I would rather go to Manson's cult than yours.
Oh.
At least they did things.
Manson is not with the world anymore, okay? He's a bad person, not neutral.
Definitely be not neutral.
Be neutral.
Neutral is dead.
No, it's actually not.
Neutral's dead?
No, that's not true.
Being neutral,
David,
is you may as well be dead. Take a stand, you ponce. I said it again.
He likes that word.
But wanker.
But sometimes you want all that punk without the punk.
Wanker.
Then what do you have? Let me ask you this in like math terms. If you take 3 from 3, guess what? You don't have fucking 3 anymore.
And
you
have neutral.
Nothing.
You have neutral.
You have 0.
You have neutral.
You have nothing.
Stop saying neutral.
Not negative, not positive. Right there, the base.
Why even bother?
That's a good point. Because why even bother?
Because it helps your joints. Because it helps.
Like a cool joint? Like what kind of joint are we talking about?
Elbows. Like,
no, yeah, they wouldn't even dare have joints there. Mm. There's too much energy that derives from them. Am I right?
Well, I mean,
Ivan.
We would get really close.
Aggressive the way
It was.
Ivan.
Yeah, he's a very aggressive man. I'm assuming you're a man, right? I can say that. Or
are there plenty of women tougher than you?
Yes, there are. Okay.
All right, we're getting kind of violent.
I'm sorry. No, I'm normally not this way. I work in a bank 5 days a week. But to hear this guy talk about how, CBDBs is... this world-changing nonsense. It's a fad. It's a fad. It will go away. You're the yo-yo, buddy.
But here's the thing. Do you acknowledge that it's everywhere?
Oh, it's everywhere.
See, Simon?
Cabbage Patch Kids were everywhere, too, once.
And people bought them.
Cabbage Patch Kid?
Don't worry about it.
People bought them, and they loved them.
You're the Furby of the year. That's it.
What the fuck?
Furby is this little, like, electronic...
It was bullshit, Mr. Heckney.
I'm sure it was. It sounds bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't neutral.
Okay.
It's a gigapet.
You're saying all these words. I don't know.
I'm saying that CBDBs is just fake. It's snake oil.
Oh, I get snake oil.
You know what I'll use snake oil for, Mr. Heckney?
Your joints?
No, my boots.
Oh, to give them a shine?
Yeah, right before I kicked some heads in CBDBs.
See, I mean, do you want the violence?
See what I did there.
Do you want this violence?
Well, I mean, I will say that Simon, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but thank you so much for calling. Simon definitely embodies punk music.
But that's what you want? Is that violence? Is that
kind
of energy?
I'm saying if you're
going
to call it punk, then it should be punk.
It is. It's punk-ish.
Punkish.
Punkish.
Ish.
Ish.
Okay.
Ish.
I think we have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Amethyst.
Amethyst.
Hi, Amethyst.
I did not vibe properly with that previous caller.
I'm sorry, Amethyst.
Wow.
Thank you, Isaac.
This is very different.
Isaac, I was just wondering, what's your spirit name like when you're at CBDB?
Well, it's very plant-based, okay?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Are you vegan?
I like to envision a tulip.
A tulip?
I like tulips. A tulip.
What color are you?
Purple.
Purple? I like purple. Oh, my gosh. I give but off a very purple light purple.
Light like purple. Lavender?
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Because I don't want to That's go too far on the spectrum.
You don't want to. No. You always want to be more pastel.
Pastel.
Because the vibrant people are too
what
loud.
What is going on right now?
I don't know, but I'm suddenly extremely relaxed.
Doesn't it feel great?
Have you ever?
No, it doesn't feel great for me.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a jade ball kegel?
Ooh. A jade ball kegel? Is that, do you insert jade and hold on to it?
Vagina.
Oh, God.
I mean, I've done kegels, or but other never oral jade.
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this.
The jade ball helps with your
vaginal
energy.
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Yes, it makes them more even.
Yeah, gross. It really levels out your vaginal energy.
Can we stop talking about my sister's vagina?
Oh, there's
Would
nothing
you rather
to be
we talk about yours?
Of with a vagina.
I just don't want... Like, I know you have one, but you're my sister. I don't want to hear about it.
Why are you so against the word vagina being used?
Not just...
Vaginity.
It's not taboo.
It's not... The word vagina doesn't bother me. It's when you talk about my sister's...
Every woman has you a have vagina. To vanity. And your sister, she has a vagina. And you
I know,
you have to vagina
have to...
size. Vagina size your
oh
energy.
Oh, my God.
You have to
oh
be.
Oh my God!
Have you ever just looked at your vagina close up in a mirror, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I check it out all the time. I got to make sure everything's kosher.
Yeah, and I really think that your brother should learn more about female anatomy, not specifically
it's
yours.
Probably good for him. Yeah.
Yes, David. You. Really
I was
should.
Married. I've seen vaginas.
How many times?
Did you turn the lights off while you were having sex?
Did you?
She asked me to.
All the time?
That's because Sheila had some body image issues. She wasn't comfortable in her own skin.
You have
but...
to be comfortable with your vagina before you're comfortable with a sexual partner.
Exactly.
I find being neutral helps you be comfortable.
Yeah. Please stop saying neutral.
CBDB really helped me become one with my vagina.
Yeah, I don't even have one, and I'm one with mine.
Yeah, I could feel your vulva energy.
Vulva energy?
Your vulva energy
it's a thing.
Is so big. Big vulva energy.
Thank you.
Your labia is enormous. I
Majora.
Can tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like majoris.
Yes.
What
yes.
is happening right
Thank
now?
Thank you, Amethyst.
Oh. You're welcome.
I don't know what is happening
or
right
tulip,
now.
Tulip, if you'd prefer me to say.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't know. What?
What's your color like?
David? For what?
For your aura.
I don't know.
Chartreuse.
You feel really red right now.
Chartreuse?
Yeah, chartreuse,
like,
I think.
Very,
yeah.
very in your face red.
Yeah,
like,
in your face red like Simon. Simon
stop,
was
stop,
Simon was
stop.
Close like a black cherry.
Oh, yeah. Very dark. Very like.
I am
inviting.
Like I have to be masculine right now.
Yeah.
I'm not what? Like you said chartreuse.
I said chartreuse.
They're saying dark red.
No, vibrant.
Vibrant red.
Yeah. Simon
still
different
colors.
Simon was black cherry.
Black cherry.
Simon.
I don't know. I don't know what's
going
on.
You're more in my face. Like you're yelling.
I'm not yelling.
And
right there,
your words
you
have a ripple effect
you
on me.
You kind of did just yell.
And
just
my
now.
Waves are getting larger as you speak to me, and I want them to be a calm pond, and you're turning me into an ocean right now.
I don't know what is going on.
I feel like
you're not
tsunami.
A
tsunami.
What?
He's definitely not a koi pond.
No.
What do you mean a koi pond?
Tranquil. Pond.
Level.
We're taking a break. I can't. We're going to take a break and hear some sponsors. I don't.
Break.
I just. We're stopping for a minute. Okay. Bye.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat,
Matt, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah, we're back, True Believers.
We're back.
Elizabeth, who, are you starting to, like, join this thing?
I mean, I was already very tired. And then Ivan came in all relaxed. And then we had Amethyst, who was all relaxed.
Yes.
And then I found some old jade earrings that were Grandma's. And I'm going to see if jade. I can do something with those later.
Jade is very punk-ish.
May as well very try punk-ish. It. I mean, I haven't been doing anything else with that area since I got divorced, so.
I hoped we were done with that part of the conversation since we went to commercial.
I don't know why you're so uncomfortable with my sexuality, David.
Because you're my sister.
So?
So?
It's David, not like I'm David, asking you to participate. I'm simply talking about it.
I don't talk to you about my sexuality.
Well, that's because you don't have a sex life, really.
Wow, David, I wanna take you by the hand and walk you into CBDBs.
I don't know if I want to go to CBDBs.
Oh, everybody's that's there wants to be there.
Not if you're taking me by the hand and forcing me there.
No, no, no.
You can't force
gently,
somebody.
Gently. Like hand in hand.
But if I don't
hands
want to
holding
go.
Holding hands.
If I don't want to go, I don't want to be there.
Well, I would encourage. That's all. But oh, just, boy. You know, like if you don't want to go, that's fine. You know, that's not punkish.
How is that? Elizabeth, do you want to go to CBDBs? Is that what's going on?
I mean, we can.
Do you believe in CBDBs now? Is that what's
going
on?
Do I believe in CBDBs? I mean, I'm feeling pretty mellow. I don't know if I need to go anywhere.
I'm feeling like it's weird because, like, you seem to be more of a believer on this one than I am.
Well, you know, I needed some relaxation and I feel pretty relaxed.
Okay.
But
it's perfect.
But I'm not hungry.
Yes.
Like I kind of feel like.
How are your joints?
I mean, I don't really have many joint problems, but they feel pretty all right.
See?
See what? She said she doesn't have problems with her joints.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly what?
Well, I mean, it didn't intensify.
That doesn't mean it did anything.
Listening to, like, that hardcore punk.
You
like
mean
the
punk.
Ramones.
You mean
stuff.
Punk.
Like,
hardcore music is a different genre.
Yeah.
I mean, now that punk is so mainstream now, I don't know
that's
why
not
people
punk.
Need to turn to Avril Lavigne.
Punk is not mainstream.
It is now.
I mean, what if you were a skater girl?
I'd say see you later, girl.
Right?
Oh my god. I need a caller just because I need to change. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Mr. Hickney, imagine, if you would, a world in which every meal is a turkey sandwich on
turkey.
White bread.
Yes.
With mayonnaise.
Or butter.
Very well. Or butter, that would suffice.
Who are you?
And it's a world that not only is that you have no worries.
Nothing.
Nothing offends. You're living a very neutral existence.
Yes.
What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like the worst.
I think that maybe if you had a little chill to you, just a little bit, just a little bit.
I can be plenty chill when I want to. This is
you don't sound
this is,
like you could be
this
chill
is like
ever.
Zombie.
You can be. It's just rare.
Yeah.
What's your name, guy on the phone?
Oh, my name. Just so you know, I was not advocating for all of this.
Because I'm Simon!
Hi, Simon.
Oh, okay.
Thank God Simon's back. I've never been more excited to have a caller back in my life.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Hi, Simon.
Really killing
How does
here.
It feel to be you, Ivan?
Oh, it's very level.
How's your turkey sandwich?
Mm. With mayonnaise. Mm,
very bland.
Worse yet.
Very bland.
Oh, but you're a Miracle Whip guy.
Oh.
I mean,
gross.
I don't mind Miracle
and
Whip.
And bread and butter pickles.
Oh.
I don't like pickles. They're a little too spicy for me.
Oh, my God.
Pickles?
That was a trick.
Yes.
Okay.
And you fell for it.
Simon, you tell him. You tell him who's boss.
This is what you get out of this CBDB's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of tranquil, boring slags.
Slags.
Mellow.
You Simon, make me sick.
So much
Simon,
yelling.
Breathe.
I
breathe,
like it.
Simon. Take a second.
Oh, just
I'll
breathe over your dead fucking body.
Yeah.
But
wow.
If I'm dead, when
you
I
would
die,
know the difference.
I will
True.
Be level with the earth, with the Mother Earth.
Oh, you'll be in the earth, all right.
When was the last time you went to a farmer's market, Simon?
Hey, a farmer's market?
Yes.
Huh. Does tipping cows count?
No. Would you tip cows?
You tip cows?
Did your mother not love you or something?
Oh.
Did your mother not love you, Simon?
Mother? She's been on the dole for 40 years.
What about your father?
You think I met my father?
You know what? This explains a lot.
Does it?
Yes,
does it though?
Yes, it does.
Ivan?
Yes, thank you for getting my name right.
Ivan.
Yes.
Oh, whatever, you're already in the cult.
I'm not in the cult, I'm just relaxed.
She's not
You're kind
in
of
the
culty
cult.
Right now, Elizabeth.
Well, I'm tired.
Go ahead. Give in to your collective, your hive mind. Don't have an original thought for yourself for the rest of your days.
I'm writing a third book. I have original thoughts. I'm just relaxed right now.
I would love to read your
What's
book.
What's your
Thank
next
you.
Book called? How I Became the Most Boring Bitch in the world.
Simon. I'm going to have to hang up on you. You cannot call my sister a bitch. That's not cool.
Just a little too aggressive.
I'm talking.
Too aggressive. Okay.
You're done talking for now.
Okay, you talk.
I may be mad at Simon for calling Elizabeth a bitch, but I kind of agree with him on most of this stuff besides the animal cruelty. Like, you can't live life vanilla. You just can't.
Sure you can. Anybody can
it's
do whatever
not,
they want.
It's not living.
You have a choice. You
yeah.
can make your own choice.
Yeah, but like,
if you want to live like Simon, I didn't say a bad thing about Simon.
I know. You've never said a bad thing about anything, probably.
No. And does that make me a bad person?
Yes!
I don't understand.
You are
Hickney,
so...
Dr.
Like,
Hickney.
What is the point? Like, if we're all just like, if we're just going to be like this, and, oh, you know, whatever. Like, what's the point of living? We're already dead then.
The point is experience.
Experience what?
Life.
A guy playing drums that don't exist for 3 hours?
If that's what I find to be tranquil, that's me.
Fuck tranquil.
Okay, that's fine.
We've got one more caller. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to end this charade. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Bubby Kins, it's your mother.
Ah!
Hi, Mom.
Moms.
I was wondering if you were going to be home for dinner tonight.
You know what? What are you cooking?
I'm making meatloaf again.
Ooh, and you're putting the ketchup on it again?
Oh, Heinz all the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I might just go to Starbucks
Bubby
and get some
kids,
water.
If you don't come for dinner, I swear to God, I'm gonna bring out the wooden spoon again.
No, don't do that, Mom. Mom, don't do that.
Bubby kids, I will.
Mom, please
I
don't
will.
Do that, Mom, please.
The meatloaf's gonna be consumed by you tonight, or you're getting the wooden spoon.
Mom, I'll eat your meatloaf, Mom.
I'll spank you too.
No,
over my
please
knee.
Don't, please don't do that. I'm 35 years old, Mom. Oh, you gotta stop spanking me.
I pushed you out of me. I know how old you are.
Oh. You know, you're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
Oh, do you remember that time you pooped your pants on the carousel ride?
Last week? Yes, I remember last week.
Yeah. Oh, you're laughing at my son now?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
We're all going to be laughing at him at the end of the day because you know what? He still has a plastic sheet over his twin size bed.
Mom, you're always making fun of me. I don't like that, Mom.
And you know what? I saw what you did with the grapes.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Wait, we don't need to talk about this. What did he do with the grapes?
I found them in his bedside garbage can covered in a substance.
Ooh, what kind of substance?
Oh, a sticky one.
See, this is turnabout. This is turnabout. It's perfect.
Is that punk? Is that punk to you?
Honestly, your mom is more punk than you. It's amazing.
I would agree with that.
I know a lot about punk music. Back in my day, we used to just wrap microphone cords around our necks and strangle ourselves.
Hell yeah.
That's called suicide, okay?
No, it's called...
No,
all of her friends committed suicide.
No, they didn't. Sometimes accidents happen, but it was all for a good name.
That's not a good name, Mom.
She's living life. Your mom lived life.
Yeah. I'm living too.
You're shitting your bed.
My pants.
And pissing the bed.
I pissed the bed.
Oh, sorry.
I shit my
pants.
Shit
your pants, piss the bed.
Hey, there's biological reasons for that, David.
The psychologist
David, you
told
never
me because
shit.
I hit him too much as a kid, and now he's got, you know, it's like an identity versus guilt crisis.
And irritable bowel syndrome.
And
CBDBs helps me with my irritable bowel syndrome, okay? It's out now, okay?
If you notice, I was listening to this show, and his tone isn't quite as calm as it was before.
No, it's not. I'm kind of enjoying this.
I rile him up, he says.
I like it. Maybe you should spend more time with your mom.
I spent every waking hour with her. She won't let me work.
Okay, just because I want to watch Wheel of Fortune with you at 6:30, that's some big deal?
Yeah, but you said it's 6:30 everywhere all the time.
That's true.
Because the Wheel of Fortune
somewhere.
Sometimes comes on at other times.
Yeah.
It's just the new episodes that are on
you
at
can
6:30.
Stream it.
Yeah, but I know all the ones that you've watched.
Yeah, but it's fun when you know the answers because you're like, ah, those people don't know the answers, but I know the answers. Ha, you should call out an A next.
Ha, suckers.
I'm suddenly feeling really stressed.
I know you're attracted to Vanna White.
Oh.
Yes, I mean...
That's what the grapes were for. It always happens after we watch Wheel
Wait,
of Fortune.
Wait, what does that have to do with Vanna White?
Well, she reminds me of a grape.
I don't even know how to unpack that.
He's sexually attracted to grapes.
And Vanna White. That's
only.
It.
This
That's
is definitely
it.
Going to be a chapter in my book.
I hope so.
He is only attracted to grapes and Vanna White. And I'm like, I want grandkids. And he's like, well, I can't make a raisin out of a woman, you know?
Are they green grapes, red grapes, purple grapes, seedless, seeded?
Oh,
yes.
No, he likes the ones with the seeds in them.
The ones with the
Sometimes.
Seeds.
They're such a pain to eat.
Sounds like he's
really
adding
are.
His own seeds to it.
Oh, David.
He is. His penal seeds.
We don't need to talk about penal, okay?
Oh, now you're the one that's offended about sex stuff. Ah!
It's completely normal to masturbate at an age like this.
Just not onto grapes.
It is. Well,
yeah.
Well, it's not on, it's in.
How? They're grapes.
The must be the big seeded ones.
Yeah, I don't care
they
how
don't have
big
to be that
they are.
Big.
They're grapes.
I mean, well, you just have
oh,
to.
Oh, do you have a micro?
A grape
penis?
Is like a
not
small
micro.
Plum. That's what
Mini,
I
maybe?
Say. He's also a big fan of the California raisins.
I love the California raisins.
This
makes
is getting,
sense.
This is getting wild. Well, thank you, Ivan's mother, for calling in.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah. Also,
how did you even find me, Mom?
Oh, you,
Jimmy Messenger.
Yeah.
Why would Jimmy do that?
Background check. Elizabeth
I'm
wanted
so
me to
glad
start doing
you finally
checks.
Started doing those. Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for calling. This episode was terrible to me, and then all of a sudden, I feel great.
Like, I don't feel so good.
A weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. I feel like karma finally came in and took care of things.
How's your joints?
I mean, they still hurt.
Like as much?
Yeah.
Or a little bit less?
Yeah, no. Just as much. But don't, okay. I don't care. Like, because I'm happy. I'm not neutral. I'm happy. And honestly, I want some meatloaf. You going to make some meatloaf tonight?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what you're in the mood for.
Yeah, I want some meatloaf.
I hate meatloaf. I
want to dig into some meatloaf. Just.
Wow.
I hate meatloaf.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Good, true believers. I'm feeling real good. And it's time for me to make my decision. It turns out this guy has been watching Wheel of Fortune with his mom every day. So there's no way fucking CBDBs exists. Loser. David Hickney out.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. It doesn't even make sense. She's my sister. I know where she came from, and I don't understand who this Amanda is, but this is a lie. The experts and callers were performed by Taylor Koch from Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto of Unfucking Relatable, and Patrick Harrington of the Ghostly Podcast. That can't be right. The callers are real people. Special thanks to Kickstarter donor BrainTwists.com. That's BrainTwists.com, where they teach you to play chess and solve Rubik's Cubes and smart stuff like that. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.